and reduce its spread from one cell to another. So here are a variety of different ways in which we can intervene in that pathway, including immunotherapies, specific drugs, etc., all of which have the potential to work and, importantly, can be tested in models before we ever look to using these drugs in humans. And let me finally come back to this picture here. So this is the story of how the glucocerebrosidase, Gaucher disease, GBA, is coming together. So of course, we talked in the last part of the previous first section about maybe if we can increase the activity of the glucocerebrosidase, we can reduce alpha-synuclein. The key, maybe. And maybe that will reduce toxicity. There are different ways that can be done for that. And in many ways, we've learnt from the Gaucher disease story. So there are drugs that can do exactly that. And one of these is a group of drugs called chaperones. So the hypothesis within this part of trying to slow Parkinson's disease is by increasing the glucocerebrosidase activity, you'll reduce synuclein levels and slow the progression of Parkinson's disease. And because of the results I showed you before in patients with and without the mutation, this strategy may be relevant to all Parkinson's disease patients. So just some very recent data. This came out just a few weeks ago. This is a drug which increases glucocerebrosidase activity. And what it does, we can see in patients with Parkinson's disease, these are fibroblasts or cells taken from the skin. This drug increases the activity of this enzyme in skin cells from patients with Parkinson's disease who have and who have not got the mutation. So that's a very important first step. This drug works in a human cell model, at least. But those skin cells don't express alpha-synuclein, of course, because they're skin cells, not brain cells. So you have to turn to a different type of cell model, but using that same drug, in 5 days, there's a reduction in the amount of alpha-synuclein, a significant reduction in alpha-synuclein. Of course, we don't know how much you have to reduce alpha-synuclein to stop the progression of Parkinson's disease, but this is a significant amount after only 5 days of treatment with this drug. So this type of molecule has come from understanding the causes of Parkinson's disease and is providing us with a new form of target for slowing and perhaps even curing the disease. So maybe by the 200th anniversary in 2017 of James Parkinson's disease first description of the shaking palsy, as he called it, and Parkinson's disease, as it was later called. Maybe by the 200th anniversary of that, we'll have some very encouraging news. Thank you very much indeed.